It's one of the great things that distinguishes college football from the rest of the sports world. It's the rivalries. Washington and Oregon meeting for the 111th time. And whatever happens today, one fan base is going to have to live with for the next 365 days. The last time the Dogs were here, they hung 70 on the Ducks. Last year in Seattle, Washington held Oregon to just 3 points, their lowest offensive output since 2007. And so after two straight years of dominating the Ducks, Oregon now on their home field, hoping to get back at Washington, but the Dogs have their sights on a Pac-12 championship, and this is the next task at hand, taking on an Oregon team with a chip on its shoulder. It should be a fun one from Autzen Stadium today as Washington and Oregon renew one of the Pac-12's most intense rivalries. Let's get you the keys to today's game. They're brought to you by your local Northwest Chevy dealer and the all-new Chevy Traverse. Damon Heward, what are the keys?
Well, for this Husky defense, they got to stop the run. There have been a couple games that struggle a little bit. They bended, they haven't broke. But this team, the Ducks, they're going to run at 60% of the time. Got to stop the run. Also, got to, Coach Pete said it, limit their explosives. Make them earn it. Offensively, wideouts win on the outside. You're going to have some great opportunities against some DBs that have really struggled with 50-50 balls. So wide receivers win that on the outside. Husky's going to score enough points to win this game today.
Yeah, we've got a couple of guys in that secondary for Oregon who have three picks already this year, but their corners are kind of short.
Yep.
You're talking about 50-50 balls. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in that Stanford game was able to beat Thomas Graham a couple of times. I think that that's going to be a fun one today to see where Jake Browning places the ball down the field as Washington and Oregon get ready to kick this thing off just moments from now at Autzen Stadium. We've got the coin toss and the opening kickoff when we continue in a moment. Washington and Oregon today on the Washington IMG Sports Network.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste, filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness, and packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
As the coach for the Husky football team, I expect our players to take care of each other through the highs and the lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success, and it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW-Madison. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies, and it's quality care everyone can access through the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. Learn more at UWMedicine.org/dogscare.
Washington, Oregon. This is Husky Football from IMG.
Alaska Airlines is a proud supporter of the Washington Huskies. Whether you are cheering on the Dogs at Husky Stadium or on the road with the most nonstops from Seattle, we want to get you there. When you fly with the Dogs to the Bay Area to take on Cal, you can save 15% on air travel. Just visit GoHuskies.com/FlyAlaska, where you can save 10 to 15% on all home or away games. That's GoHuskies.com/FlyAlaska. Alaska Airlines is with the Dogs all season long. Get ready for takeoff.
Here's what it sounds like when you buy something.
Thanks, have a nice day.
Here's what it sounds like when a Husky fan buys something. Get the VECU UW Debit MasterCard and show your Husky pride with every purchase. For more information on the official card of UW, go to vecu.org/UW. Join us. Federally insured by NCUA.
Washington leads the all-time series against Oregon 60-45 with five ties. This is the 111th meeting. Washington and Oregon, a rivalry that goes back to 1900. We're here at Autzen Stadium today. Eugene, Oregon, 55 degrees at game time, 8 mile an hour wind out of the north, mostly sunny, a little bit humid, but a beautiful day in the Willamette Valley as the sun is shining down on Autzen Stadium. And we get ready to kick this thing off. Washington, number 7 in the country, Damon, against number 17, Oregon. A lot at stake in mid-October.
Yeah, and they look like a bunch of yellow highlighters that have run onto the field here in their yellow uniforms.
Are those tennis balls or football helmets?
Or banana peels, I don't know. we can see the numbers, which is a good thing. But yes, Tone, a lot certainly at stake here. And it's a ton of fun, this environment, this atmosphere, the energy here in this building. Here in Husky Stadium, by far and away, the best atmosphere is to play in the Pac-12.
Jake Browning, Miles Gaskin, JoJo McIntosh, Greg Gaines. These seniors are 2-1 against Oregon. They want to go 3-1, of course, in their careers as the captains now make their way out to midfield for the coin toss. It's served up by Buffalo Wild Wings, proud sponsor for Husky Athletics. Wings, beer, sports.
Gentlemen, please shake
hands. Kevin Marr is our referee today. The Huskies are 1-5 in coin tosses this year. Oregon 2-3. Neither of these teams have had much fortune with the flip.
Welcome, captains and honorary captains. Here is our coin for today. The blue side is heads. The red eagle is tails. Blue side is heads. Red eagle is tails. Washington is going to be your call. What are you going to call? Heads? Heads is the call, okay?
Huskies run off the field during the coin flip.
Oregon has won the toss, has elected to defer. Oregon has won the toss, has elected to defer their option until the second half. Jake, well, you want the ball? Which direction do you want to kick?
We never win the toss, but we've won most of the games, Tony.
That's right.
It's okay.
Washington will receive at this end. Good luck, gentlemen.
We are 1-6 now on coin tosses, 5-1 on the season. And so the Huskies will operate from right to left here at Autzen Stadium. And they'll send Miles Gaskin back to the right goal line here at Autzen for the opening kickoff of this game. Oregon in those bright yellow tops and bottoms. Yellow helmets with the winged silver stripes on the side, and then Washington comes out in the gold helmets, the white tops, purple lettering, purple pants, the white socks. And we're getting ready to go here. It'll be the Huskies with the football first, and getting out to a quick start is something we've talked about so many times this year, Damon, but especially against a team that has the offensive strength and the capability of the Ducks, a team that averages 45 points per game on the season, one of the higher scoring teams in all of college football. You would love to hit these guys in the mouth first.
Absolutely, and you're going to get the opportunity here with the ball first. And, it's just going to be interesting. There's just so many cool little matchups that we were talking about in the pregame. You know, I think everyone's excited to see, obviously, the Husky defense versus this Duck offense, but I'm just as excited to see Jake Browning, Miles Gaskin, as fourth-year seniors on the road, their last opportunity in this rivalry game. So much at stake for the North Division. Just an awesome game with so much great energy here. Can't wait to get this thing rolling.
If Jake Browning has an average day, he'll pass Marcus Mariota and get into the top 10 in Pac-12 history in passing yards. But it'll be Sean McGrew going back to return the opening kickoff along with Chico McClatcher. McGrew is in the end zone. McClatcher at the 8-yard line as Oregon gets ready to kick this thing away. Adam Stack, sophomore out of Honolulu, Hawaii, puts the ball on the tee at the 30. No, that's actually Zach Emerson, I believe, that's going to kick it away. Zach Emerson doing the kickoff duties. And he tees the ball up at the 35-yard line. Washington and Oregon. Autzen Stadium gets loud right before kickoff. The 111th all-time meeting is underway. A high end-over-end kick that goes 5 yards deep to Sean McGrew. He takes a knee, and the Dogs bring it out to the 25-yard line under the direction of senior quarterback Jake Browning from Folsom, California. He needs 81 yards passing today to pass Matt Leinart, 96 to pass Cade McNown, 184 to pass Marcus Mariota on the Pac-12 passing charts. And Jake Browning and his cohorts come onto the field. Miles Gaskin, the starter, running back. It'll be Aaron Fuller and Ty Jones wide to the right-hand side. Andre Bocelli wide to the left. Huskies have it on the left hash mark. 25-yard line. First play from scrimmage. Jake Browning goes under center. It's a 3-4 look from the Oregon defense. Browning takes a snap. Hand off right side. Miles Gaskin has a little bit of a hole. He hits it hard up to the 29-yard line. Good 4 yards for Miles Gaskin on the first play from scrimmage. Lamar Winston was there on the stop. His 12th tackle of the year.
Yeah, I think the Duck fans wanted the cheer, and then they looked up and saw, oh, wow, he got 4 yards on that. It's a good push over that right side. Kirkland, Caleb McGarry.
One of the sneakiest backs in college football, Miles Gaskin, as Chico McClatcher checks into the game. He's in a slot to the left-hand side. It's an I formation from the right hash mark 29-yard line on second down and 6 for the first drive of the game for the Washington Huskies. Cade Otten is the fullback in the ballgame. Snap to Jake, play action fake, drops back to the 20-yard line. He wants to let it rip down the field, but doesn't have time. Now he throws over the middle, and it's intercepted. It's picked off and bringing it back up the middle of the field, across the 40 to the 35-yard line. Diamador Lenore comes up with the 9th interception this season for the Oregon Ducks, and they're going to have the ball in Washington territory from about the 37-yard line for their first drive of the game.
Well, everything told you right there. The Huskies were going to run the football. Play action, I formation. Wanted Chico McClatcher deep down the field, but the coverage was there. Ty Jones did come open over the middle, but Jake Browning did not see the backside corner who stepped in front of that pass. Not a good way to start for this Husky offense.
And he was hit as he threw the football, his 6th interception of the season. It'll be a pistol look with 2 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right, and C.J. Verdell, a freshman running back behind quarterback Justin Herbert. Oregon has the ball at the 37-yard line for its first play from scrimmage. Tight end Jacob Breland comes in motion, snap to Herbert. They'll run it with Verdell, who has a hole across the 30. Got to the second line of defense. Ben Burkervin, Taylor Rapp there on the stop of the 28-yard line. Rips off 9 yards. It'll be 2nd and 1.
Well, and everyone thinks that with the big star quarterback and Justin Herbert, they're going to come out here and throw the ball all over the yard. Not true. They run the football 60% of the time right there inside zone. Look to see it again.
Breland comes in motion right to left. Snap to Herbert out of the shotgun play action. They want to throw on 2nd and 1. Herbert zips it left side. Incomplete. Good coverage on the far side of the field by the Dogs, and that brings up 3rd down. I think that's Jordan Miller, who was in man for man over there.
Yeah, big pressure. Jalen Johnson that time got a good lick on Herbert. That will be important here today. The Huskies not a big sack team, but they do pressure the quarterback, and right there, a nice hit on Justin Herbert early in this game.
We talked about it earlier. Got to get off the field on 3rd down. Oregon is 6th in the nation, converting 52% of the time. 3rd and 1, first drive for the Ducks. They'll run it right up the middle with Verdell. He gets a 1st down across the 25-yard line to the 24. A pickup of 4, and Oregon moves the chains after the Huskies throw an interception on the first drive of the ballgame.
Yeah, C.J. Verdell, 5'9", 201-pound redshirt freshman, by far away been their most productive runner this season, 420 yards coming into this game. A couple strong carries early in this football game.
Yeah, that's good for 7th in the Pac-12 as he's got the ball at the 25-yard line. Play action. No, they'll run it. Verdell off the right side. And he was able to get to the 2nd line of defense there around the 21-yard line before Benning Potowai brings him down. A gain of 4 on the play. Brings up 2nd down and 6.
Good job there by Benning getting off the block of Calvin Throckmorton. Good physical tackle.
He'll stay with the pistol look. That's what they do most of the time. 2 wide left, 2 wide right on 2nd down. Now they'll bring Jalen Redd in motion from right to left. 21-yard line right hash mark. Snap to Herbert. He's going to throw the football. Drops back to the 50. He's being pressured and just throws it right into the dirt as Levi Onzerike broke through and put a lot of pressure on number 10.
Well, that was a design screenplay, but Greg Gaines and company all over the running back. Nowhere for Herbert to throw that football with Levi in his face. Does the smart thing and throws it away.
Oregon already 1-for-1 on 3rd down in this ballgame. 3rd and 6 this time, a little bit tougher than 3rd and 1. They've got the ball at the Washington 21-yard line. First drive of the game, almost 2.5 minutes gone by. Scoreless first quarter. Herbert and a pistol look. 3 wide in the ballgame and a tight end off to the right of the quarterback is Herbert. Claps and takes the ball. He's going to throw on 3rd down. Zips it left side. 1-on-1 coverage. That corner intended for Mitchell, but a great job by Miles Bryant. Step for step with him. It was overthrown toward the left pylon. Incomplete. And the Dogs defense, after being put in a tough spot on the turnover, they end up holding and forcing a field goal here.
Yeah, great job. Man coverage brought a little blitz. Forced Herbert to throw it a little bit sooner than he wanted to. Didn't set his feet. Makes a real inaccurate throw, but the coverage there, Jordan Miller, good stop by this Husky defense.
Right hash mark, 29-yard line is where they'll place the ball. 39-yard attempt for Adam Stack, who's 1-for-2 on the season, the sophomore kicker. It's a good snap, a good hold. The kick is on the way. Did he get it? He did. 39-yard field goal is true. And with 12:29 to go in the first quarter, Oregon is on the board first. A 3-0 lead for the Ducks. Three points off turnovers on the first drive of the game.
Yep, not a great start here for this Husky offense, but Jake Browning, he's a senior. He'll get it together. He knows what's at stake here. Elise, how are we doing down there?
Chris Peterson just walked up to Jake Browning. A couple taps on the helmet. Jake kind of shook his head. He knows right there. He got hit as he released that ball, forced the interception. He's got to be clean from here on out, guys, and Coach Pete trying to pump him up before this next possession.
That next possession is coming up next. It'll be Washington ball when we continue in a moment. Oregon 3, Washington nothing on the Washington IMG Sports Network.
The Huskies know what it takes to build a great team. And at Boeing here in the Puget Sound, we know what it takes to build better airplanes and better communities. That's why you'll find Boeing people in classrooms, assisting teachers and inspiring tomorrow's innovators. You'll find them lending a hand at food banks and in neighborhoods, raising roofs, preserving habitats, and assisting America's veterans. Every day, Boeing volunteers help make our communities the best they can be. Building something better for all of us.
Back to Autzen Stadium in 60 seconds. This is IMG.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Yard field goal for the Oregon Ducks. A 7-play, 16-yard drive on the heels of a Jake Browning interception is what allowed the Ducks to strike first in this ball game. 3-0 lead for Oregon against Washington, and they're getting ready to kick it back to Sean McGrew and the Huskies. Hey, want to win four 2019 Husky football season tickets plus other great weekly prizes? Stop by your neighborhood Jackson's to stock up on select products and enter for a chance to win. See store for details. Jackson's, let's go. Oregon places the ball at the 35-yard line. And good contingent of purple off to our left as the Huskies get ready to take the football back. An end-over-end kick driven back a yard deep, and Sean McGrew brings it out across the 10-yard line, 15, and he gets toppled at the 17-yard line, and the Huskies will be backed up around the 18 for the start of their second drive of the ball game. Washington's run two offensive plays so far, a carry for 4 yards for Miles Gaskin, and the interception for Jake Browning, his sixth of the season. And he didn't have a whole heck of a lot of options downfield, Damon.
Well, like I said earlier, it was all set up to look like a run formation, old school eye, Kate Otten back there, something different. They wanted Chico down the middle. It just wasn't there.
Right hash mark, 18-yard line. Huskies have the football, split wide out, split tight ends. Gaskin alone back in the backfield, Browning out of the shotgun. Autzen Stadium gets loud. He hand signals to communicate, now takes a shotgun snap, drops back to pass, in trouble, weaves his way through traffic. Browning buys time, lobs it up the right side, caught by Cade Otten at the 38-yard line. That was all Jake Browning buying time for a 20-yard hookup downfield.
Wow, what a job by Jake Browning in the pocket, just improvising. He was inside, he was up, he was back, he was finally out, buys enough time to find Cade Otten. That's one for the highlight reel.
Huskies have been pretty good themselves on explosive plays this season. Washington's offense a little bit underrated in that category as Cade Otten goes in motion from left to right. Jake Browning under center this time. Gaskin alone back in the backfield. They'll run right up the middle. Gaskin dances around, makes a couple guys miss, and darts up to the 42-yard line before Kalana Apelu, middle linebacker, was there to make the stop. Gain of 4 again for Miles Gaskin. Brings up second and 6.
makes it so hard on a defense is just all the different personnel groups, all the formations, all the shifts, the two tight ends. Here now the tempo.
Split wide out, split tight ends. Jake Browning taps his helmet to signal the play as he's under center on second down. And they'll run off right tackle again. Stretch run play. Miles Gaskin across the 45. First down 50. And he's on into Oregon territory as he picks up a first down to the 49-yard line. A gain of 9 for Miles Gaskin. And the Dogs look good running the football early.
Yes, they do right there. Great job on the right side of that Husky offensive line. And Cade Otten lined up over there as well. A lot of room around that edge for Miles Gaskin.
Give him 10 on the play. Up to the 48-yard line. Washington into Oregon territory for the first time in the ballgame. Ducks lead 3-0 in the first quarter. Split wide out, split tight ends again. Jake Browning under center. Miles Gaskin lone back in the backfield. Play action fake. Browning stands in the pocket, has all day to throw. He's going to dump it off right side, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it to the outlet. Miles Gaskin, who just got buried on the play by Kaulana Apelu.
Well, Huskies a week ago on first down. So much success with that play action pass right there. Dialed it up again, Bush Hamden on first down. Great time to throw the football. Had Aaron Fuller on the deep corner route. Andre Bocelli on the over, but no one open. Great job by the Ducks on the cover end. Good job by Jake just finding his outlet.
Three wide in the ballgame this time. Ty Jones to the right. It'll be Fuller and Bocelli wide left with Browning out of the shotgun. Right hash mark, 48-yard line, second down and 10. Shotgun snap to Browning. He throws a slant route to Ty Jones. It's a first down across the 38 to the 36. Maybe around the 35-yard line to pick up a 12. Diamador Lenore was beaten coverage.
Yeah, great job. Little slant flat combination. Little play fake to Miles Gaskin. Sucked up the linebackers. Found that window. Nice strike by Jake Browning. Moved the chains.
Browning goes under center. Let's go quickly to Elise.
Well, guys, just keep an eye on Miles Gaskin. He took a shot on that incomplete pass and just looks a little bit affected.
Handoff, stretch play left side, Gaskin. He cuts up field and does a nice job getting to the second level. 30-yard line, Miles Gaskin before he's taken down. A gain of 6 on the play. And Elise, he's run really tough here in the first quarter so far. You're right, he did take a big hit on that play, and he's going to check out now in favor of Savon Ahmed. But nice day of work so far for Miles Gaskin. In the first 5 minutes of the ballgame, Oregon leads 3-0.
That's a really good looking drive by this Husky offense after the turnover, showing a lot of different formations.
Both tight ends in motion from right to left this time. Split wideouts. Snap to Browning. Handoff goes Ahmed. He hits the line hard, but can't quite make anybody miss. Runs into a wall of yellow and only picks up a yard on the play before Drayton Carlberg brings him down. Third down and 3, 29-yard line of Oregon. Ducks lead 3-0 here in the first quarter at Autzen Stadium. Two top 20 teams doing battle on a cool October Saturday. A lot on the line as Jake Browning goes out of the shotgun. Tight ends are split in the ball game. Both wideouts off to the right-hand side. Now Cade Otten goes in motion from left to right. Left hash mark, 29-yard line. Browning out of the gun. Takes a snap. They'll run it up the middle with Miles Gaskin. Did a beautiful job of making the first guy miss to get the first down to the 25. He looked hemmed in before he put his left foot in the turf. And a great juke move, I believe, earns the first down for Washington. Waiting for the official signal.
How good is Miles Gaskin? Are you kidding me right there? I don't know if there's another running back in the country who gets that first down on that run with that penetration by that Oregon defensive line.
They haven't placed the ball, Damon. What are
Upside.
They waiting on?
Yeah, defense number 36.
Okay, I didn't see
5
the flag.
5-yard penalty. It's enough for a first down.
I think we're going to have a hard time seeing flags today with all these yellow highlighters out there on the field.
That was a heck of a run by Miles Gaskin. He's not going to get statistical credit for it because the Dogs take the penalty. Now they go quickly to the line of scrimmage out of the huddle. Snap to Browning. Hand off Miles Gaskin. They fake the reverse. Gaskin runs off to the right side and gets to the 18-yard line. Nice job by Miles Gaskin to find a hole and dart forward for a gain of 6. Brings up 2nd and 4. Justin Hollins and Kaulana Apelu on the stop.
Yeah, again, just so many moving parts with this Husky offense. This Oregon defense on its heels on this drive right now.
Huskies have struggled in the red zone offensively so far this year. Damon, let's see what they do on this drive. Jake Browning out of the shotgun, 2 wide left, 1 wide right. Browning takes a shotgun snap, play action fake. Wants to go for the end zone. Ty Jones back in the end zone. Ball was broken up. Ugo Amadi One of the best safeties in the Pac-12 was there with Ty Jones. Looked like a well-thrown ball, but Ty Jones just couldn't quite pull it in.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit inside. You would have maybe liked to throw it a little more higher into the outside. That's the matchup that we're looking for. Ty Jones on Ugo Amadi, only 5'10". Ducks win that one.
Big third down coming up at Autzen Stadium. Oregon with a 3-0 lead here in the first quarter. 8:14 to go. Four wide in the ball game. Browning out of the shotgun. Got to get to the 14-yard line to keep the chains moving. Savon Ahmed, the back in the backfield, goes from left hip to right. Browning claps his hands, takes the snap. He's in trouble. Oh, he gets buried. It sounded like an early whistle there. And I'm not sure if it's a sack or if they tried to blow the play dead.
Or a timeout or
delay a game.
Ouch.
Offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
Well, he did let up a little bit on the quarterback hit. That could have been catastrophic as Jake Browning was just standing there. It's one of those, sometimes you see the quarterbacks when they hear a whistle, they just throw the ball in the dirt because those defensive linemen might not hear it.
Let's go to Elise.
You guys, and those whistles, even with this crowd being so loud on third down, I could hear those whistles. And he took another three steps and made contact with Jake. I'm surprised that there was not a flag.
Wow. Third and 9 now from the 23-yard line. Washington has two wide left, one wide right. On the right side, it's Chico McClatcher. Miles Gaskin in the game on the right hip. Jake Browning out of the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back to throw. He's going to gun it down the left sideline toward the end zone. Incomplete. He just had to overshoot Ty Jones on the wheel route because he was in all kinds of pressure. Jake Browning got buried by Justin Hollins again and brings up fourth down, and the Dogs are going to try a field goal.
Well, Ducks win the chess match on that third down. They brought the all-out blitz. The Huskies didn't quite have an answer for it with protection, and Jake was hoping that Ty Jones would just side adjust and run a go. Instead, he curls it up. Incomplete pass.
Left footer Peyton Henry from the right hash mark. 41-yard field goal attempt. The Huskies. Jackson Kirkland scurried onto the field late.
Timeout.
And I think a timeout was called.
Washington, they're first.
Dogs had to burn a timeout, only had 10 men on the field. Jackson Kirkland tried to run out there, and then they decided, let's not take a chance here. Let's go ahead and pump this thing away, or let's go ahead and call a timeout so we can get a good field goal off. So we'll step aside, and Peyton Henry's field goal from 41 yards out is coming up next. Oregon with a 3-0 lead on Washington in the first quarter on the Washington IMG Sports Network.
Live adventurous. Live excited. Live fall in a new Toyota. Now through October 31st, you can get $1,500 cash back on any new 2018 gas-powered Highlander. Get $2,500 back on Prius Prime or the adventurous RAV4, including RAV4 Hybrid. Or get $3,500 cash back on a new 2018 Sienna. For all Toyota offers, see your local Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley Emson back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Gear up, dog fans. The Husky Shop at University Bookstore is proud to be the number one retailer of officially licensed University of Washington gear and apparel in the state. From official jerseys to classic tees, hoodies, and more, our wide selection has everything you need to show your spirit all season long. Get ready to cheer on the dogs by stopping by the Husky Shop at University Bookstore in the U District or in any of our six other Puget Sound locations. Shop anytime at thehuskyshop.com. Go Huskies!
Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, with the Ducks leading 3-0 over Washington. 8:09 to go in the first quarter, and the Dogs getting ready to attempt a 41-yard field goal from the left-footed freshman Peyton Henry, who's 0-for-2 on the season from 40-plus.
Come on, Peyton.
That 5-yard penalty that was taken on a delay of game a little bit earlier could end up making this thing a little bit more difficult. But also the timeout that was called, as they only had 10 guys on the field, tried to hurry that 11th on there. It's kind of an icing situation. We've been sitting here for 2.5 minutes now waiting for this field goal to occur.
Right. Huskies are in the shade here today. The Ducks in the sunshine.
And now the special teams unit comes on. Peyton Henry, freshman from Danville, California. 7-for-10 on field goals this year, but as long as 31. This will be from 41 yards out to try to tie the game on the right hash mark. Out of the snap at A.J. Cardi, the hold, Race Porter. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on the way, and the kick is driven through the uprights from 41 yards out.
Attaboy, Peyton.
Peyton Henry answers, and the Huskies polish off a nice little drive there. 10 plays, 59 yards, and tie the game up at 3 apiece.
And that was the Miles Gaskin drive right there. 5 carries, 30 yards, a couple big runs, maybe not long yardage, but just moving the chains, tough runs between the tackles. Really impressive answer after the turnover.
Let's go down to Elise.
Yeah, guys, and Miles Gaskin, such a key to that drive on the sideline. Just already bleeding on his left arm. They had to tape him up, so you're going to see a white band around his arm. But I think that's the kind of injury for Miles Gaskin. I don't even think he feels that, a turf burn or losing skin. That's an easy one.
Tough kid. All these guys on this Husky offense, Husky defense, bunch of tough guys. We are having it reported to us 106 decibels at Autzen Stadium earlier today. Not quite the 133 that you'll get at Husky Stadium, but still pretty loud at a couple of different moments. And with 8:05 to go here in the first quarter, Washington and Oregon are all tied up at 3 apiece. Peyton Henry approaches the football, and he drives it back to the 7. Then it bounces to the 2. I think it's Tony Brooks-James back up the middle, across the 20, 25, 30. Makes a man miss to the 35. He lost the football, and the Huskies have it at the 40-yard line. It might have been Race Porter who jumped on the football.
Well, there's the big turnover. Turnovers are always big in rivalry games.
Or Peyton Henry, excuse me, the kicker.
Offside on the receiving team.
So.
I'm not sure referee Kevin Marr realizes he has his microphone on.
So what are we going to do with that?
Kind of makes it interesting, doesn't it?
What's that? Offside by the kickers or the receiving team?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So what are we going to do with the B-foul?
Yeah, we've got to re-kick it.
What?
Okay.
Isn't it interesting when you hear those guys that might not have been a fumble? Let's go maybe take a look at it.
Wow, okay.
Wow. That's an inside conversation we don't always get.
And now he thinks he's broadcasting to the crowd. Now he just turned his microphone back on.
They are so confused.
Again. Yeah. Well.
Offside. Receiving team. 5-yard penalty. We'll re-kick.
What? Can't we decline it?
So an offside penalty is not a free play on special teams, is basically what I'm gathering out of that.
I don't know all the rules. Maybe I should. But I would think that you can decline that.
Washington recovered the fumble. And yet, it looks like we're going to have to redo this thing from the 40-yard line. Can we say no thank you?
And now, all of our coaches on the field, arms raised.
Let's go down to Elise.
Well, and you guys, the crowd right now just deathly silent because they want to make sure that there's another kickoff here and they avoid the fumble recovery by Washington. This is as quiet as you're ever going to hear Autzen Stadium.
They haven't moved the ball, which is weird, from where the Huskies recovered it.
At the 41-yard line
of Oregon.
The
Ducks have their defense on the field.
And let's go back to Elise.
Well, the one guy that does know the rules is Chris Peterson, and he is in a lengthy conversation with the officials trying to get clarification of this. And now they've left. They've moved towards midfield, and they're going to
The previous play is under further review.
Yep.
The ruling on the field is a fumble recovered by the kicking team.
And how in the world, if it doesn't matter...
Yeah, I think our officiating crew is just as confused as we are. So
yes, they are.
Let's give them a couple of minutes to try to figure it out, and we'll try to get the answer for you. Although, doesn't look like we're going to commercial break, so let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Washington IMG Sports Network.
And he might be down. Yeah, I think watching the replay, that ball is coming out, Tony, and I think that's Elijah Molden.
It was Elijah Molden who popped the ball loose, and it was the kicker, Peyton Henry, who landed on the football, which probably wouldn't have happened had it not been a big 35-yard return up to that point. So, man, just to reset what happened for you, Huskies made a field goal to tie the game up at 3 apiece. They kick the football off. Tony Brooks-James runs it out to the 35-yard line. He fumbles the ball away. That play is under review, although the officials were saying that there was offsides on Oregon on the play, which was supposed to nullify the entire play. They didn't give Washington the option to decline it. So I think the officials are a little bit confused on what's going on right now and trying to sort it all out. And we'll tell you that this Barbasol video review is brought to you by Barbasol, offering you a chance to score big when you join the new Barbasol Shave Club. Grab your premium starter kit for just $6.99 today with code FOOTBALL at Barbasol.com. Barbasol, game on.
Well, this should be Husky football. The Ducks 41-yard line, and that ball has not moved there.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a fumble recovered by the kicking team. The penalty is declined.
Thank you.
It'll be first down, Washington.
All right. Let's go to Elise.
Well, and guys, one thing about this long delay, this crowd booing the call, although it is the correct call, which was just odd that we had to wait so long, but the crowd is pretty quiet right now, and after the turnover, restless. Anytime you can get this crowd in Autzen Stadium to maybe take a little starch out of it, you'll take it.
Both these teams with a turnover early in the ball game. And now Washington, in a 3-3 contest, has it at the Oregon 41 with two wide to the left-hand side, an I formation. Kate Otten the fullback, Miles Gaskin the tailback. Jake Browning's under center, tight end off to the right. It's Drew Sample. Right hash mark, 41 of Oregon. Huskies with the football. Kate Otten goes in motion. Snap to Browning, handoff Gaskin. Gaskin waits, tries to weave his way from left to right in toward a hole that closed in a hurry. Oregon gobbled it up. Jordan Scott was the first one there. A gain of nothing.
Yeah, not much that time for Miles Gaskin. He saw the patience, tried to cut it back. Too many yellow jerseys and no room for Miles.
Brings up second and 10 from the Oregon 41. Washington 3, Oregon 3. We are halfway through the first quarter. Three wide in the ballgame, two to the left. Browning out of the shotgun, ball middle of the field, 41-yard line. Gaskin on his right hip, Chico McClatcher comes in motion. Snap to Jake, they'll fake the jet sweep. Back to pass, Browning in trouble. Zips it off to Miles Gaskin, who fumbled the ball, incomplete. He was open on a little screen play that could have picked up, I don't know, 5 to 10 yards, but it was a hot potato that he just couldn't quite handle.
Yeah, and a lot of movement, a lot of motion, a lot of respect for that Oregon defense right there. I thought they had something with that screen, but they're all over it with the speed and the chase. It's a very athletic front seven are these Oregon Ducks.
Autzen Stadium gets loud on third down and 10 at the 41-yard line. Bocelli and Fuller wide to the right. Ty Jones wide left. Jake Browning out of the shotgun. Miles Gaskin on his right hip. Drew Sample in motion from right to left. Lone tight end of the ballgame. Browning takes a shotgun snap. Throws off to the left-hand side. Caught by Sample. He's got a first down across the 31-yard line. Up to about the 30. That's a gain of 11, and the Dogs move the chains. Diamador Lenore knocked him out of bounds, but a big catch by Drew Sample, the 13th of his senior season.
Yeah, that was a blown coverage by the Ducks. Drew Sample all alone in the flat. No one there. Corner had to come down out of the secondary to make the tackle, but long after Drew had already got past the sticks for a Husky first down.
Back to a double tight end set. They're split. And now Drew Sample in motion from left to right. Kate Otten goes in motion right to left. Split wideouts. Gaskin alone back in the ballgame. Handoff Miles Gaskin has a hole on the right side. It closes up around the 25-yard line. Not before he picks up five. Nice day of work for Miles Gaskin so far. Seven carries, 35 yards. He's ripping off five a pop.
Yes, he is. It's a good sign here. That Husky offensive line moving around the Oregon D-line and now on the field, back-to-back drives. This game always becomes one of endurance. Love seeing these guys wear down here early in the game.
Isaac Slade, Mata Utia on the tackle, his 14th of his freshman year. Brings up second and five. They're going to do an end around. Savon Ahmed inside the 20, the 10, left pylon to the end zone. Did he get in? Both arms up. Touchdown, Washington. Savon Ahmed, 25 yards. Dogs strike, first with a touchdown.
And how about the tempo when they hurried up, rushed to the huddle? You fake Miles Gaskin, who's just been pounding you down after down, and then you flip it around to the fastest guy on the team on the end-around reverse. Savon Ahmed, the Huskies taking advantage of the turnover and taking the lead here in Eugene.
First rush of the game for Savon Ahmed comes on an end-around, and the Huskies, that's the second of the game, rather, for Ahmed, send on Peyton Henry for the PAT. And, man, this place got quiet in a hurry. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is on the way, and it's perfect. Peyton Henry, 23 for 23 this year on PATs. First touchdown of the game goes to Washington. A 10-3 lead for the Dogs. 7 points off turnovers. Something we'll have to keep an eye on in this game. Washington 10, Oregon 3. This is the Washington IMG Sports Network.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
I am proud to protect.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
1991.
Bryant to the 10-5. Touchdown, Washington.
This is Husky football from IMG.
At Banner Bank, we know how much it means to feel at home, and our home loan experts are dedicated to helping you achieve your dreams. So whether you're refinancing, making some home improvements, or buying a new place, you can count on us to help you find the right loan. Visit one of Banner Bank's many locations throughout the West or find us at bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Waterbrook Winery presents The Art of Tailgating.
Much like football, success in tailgating takes a blend of strategy, creativity, and execution. This week, I'd recommend drawing up a savory game plan, highlighting big playmakers like chicken wings or ribs. Now, in this week's game against the Ducks, I'm bringing out the big guns with Waterbrook Reserve Malbec. Rich aromas of blackberry and boysenberry preserves. There's no better pairing to enjoy with what else? Duck.
Vintage Walla Walla. Northwest Modern Style. And official partner of University of Washington Athletics. Waterbrook Winery. Visit us at waterbrook.com.
Five play, 41-yard drive, capped off on an end-around. Savon Ahmed from right to left darted off to the pylon, 25 yards out for the 6-point touchdown. Washington, a 10-3 lead over Oregon on that touchdown. And let's go down to Elise.
Well, how big is the call reversal? Are the referees finally talking about it and getting it right on the fumble recovery on the kickoff in the short field for the Washington offense? But Savon Ahmed came around that corner right by me, and he was a blur. My word, was he moving, beating the Duck defense, and the first guy to greet him when he got to the bench, Miles Gaskin. Really cool, guys.
Yeah, the Dogs have some speed on that play, but they had a little misdirection going too, Damon.
Yeah, they did. They had extra offensive linemen in there too, kind of an unbalanced front with Henry Bonavalu in there as well. Everything told you Miles was going to run over the right side and the big boys, and instead you flip it around on the end around to the fastest Husky, Savon Ahmed, and taking it to the house, and great to get him going. He only had 40 carries for 258 yards on the year. People kind of said, where's Savon been? Well, there he was right there on a big stage in a big game, making a big play for this Husky offense.
Everybody gets treated like an all-star athlete at UW Medicine, with same-day appointments available throughout the Puget Sound area. UW Medicine, because dogs care. Learn more at uwmedicine.org/dogscare. Peyton Henry puts the ball at the 35-yard line, approaches it from right to left. A good-looking kick, end over end, that goes back to the 3-yard line. Tony Brooks-James, middle of the field, 15-20, has a hole, 30. Tony Brooks-James, 40, up to the 50-yard line, and finally gets wrapped up and brought to the ground by Keith Taylor around the 40-yard line of Washington. But another explosive return by Tony Brooks-James, and Oregon's got great field position.
Well, it seems like this guy's been here forever, and I guess he has, as the senior from Gainesville, Florida. We've seen him running the ball, special teams, and right there you see his speed, but too big of an open lane that time by the Husky coverage team.
That said, the Dogs have done well on short fields this year. After 9 Washington turnovers this season, including that first of the ball game, only 2 opponent touchdowns off those 9 turnovers. Meanwhile, Washington has 5 touchdowns on 8 secured turnovers. As Oregon has that pistol look again, they'll run right up the middle, right downhill, up to the 35-yard line before getting the Ben Burke, Kervin, and Taylor Rapp on the play. Brings up second down.
That's C.J. Verdell again, just right downhill, as you mentioned. That pistol gives you, you line up that far behind the quarterback, gives you a little extra head of steam coming downhill. 5'9", 201 pounds, tough to bring down.
Second and 4 at the 35-yard line of Washington. C.J. Verdell lines up a good 4 yards behind quarterback Justin Herbert in the pistol look. 2 wide right, 1 wide left. Snap to Herbert again. Run up the middle again. And this time the Dogs stand him up. Tevis Bartlett, the senior, did a great job of not letting him go anywhere. Might have got a yard. Brings up 3rd and 3.
Yeah, good job. Big boys up front. Greg Gaines, Levi Onjerike, Jalen Johnson. Nowhere to run that time.
Brings up 3rd down. Verdell stays in the ball game. This time he's on the right hip of Justin Herbert. Trip set off to the right. Left hash mark, 34-yard line. They'll bring Mitchell in motion from right to left. Herbert waiting for the football, claps his hand and takes it. Drops back to pass. A little bit of pressure. Dumps it off. Caught by Mitchell. 1st down, 30. Inside the 20. Mitchell pushed out of bounds inside the 15-yard line by Miles Bryant. But a late flag comes flying. Bryant might have pushed him after he was out of bounds. And Oregon is inside the red zone.
That's a little mesh play. The Huskies in man-to-man coverage. Both inside receivers run shallow crossing routes and kind of create a natural pick. Miles Bryant beats on this route that time.
He gave a little extra shove, too. Wasn't much. Just a little extra tap there after he was already out of bounds, and they might flag him 6 more yards for this.
That's Herbert's first completion on the afternoon.
Yeah, how about that? 1 for 4 now. Referee Kevin Marr. Make the announcement.
Personal foul. Face mask. Offense number 13.
Oh.
15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. 1st down.
Yeah, that was Dylan Mitchell, the receiver on the play, as he tried to give a stiff arm. Must have got a little bit of face mask there with Miles Bryant.
And Cristobal is letting the official on his sideline have it.
Well, what that does is it brings the ball back to the 27-yard line instead of them having it inside the red zone. And now the chain gang finally catches up to it and sets up. Schooler and Breland are wide to the left-hand side for Oregon. It'll be Mitchell and Rhett wide to the right. And now the officials come in and want to blow this play dead. And timeout called by Oregon as Mario Cristobal is all the way out past the numbers right
time
now,
out.
Letting
Oregon.
His feelings be known.
30 seconds in length.
4:28 to go here in the first quarter. Washington 10, Oregon 3. Elise, what do you see down there?
Well, I think Mario Cristobal might have taken this timeout just to continue venting at the officiating crew. He came out onto the field to greet his players, but went right by him and over to one of the officials and was just barking. He is not pleased with that call at all. Really robbing some big momentum from his team.
Yeah, use it as a therapy session, I guess, huh? As Oregon has to back up to the 27 of Washington. Down linemen in the game for the Huskies. Onzerike, Jalen Johnson, Greg Gaines, Benning Potuai off the edge. The Husky defense did a nice job after an early turnover by Jake Browning of only allowing 3 points. They've got a 10-3 lead right now, the Dogs do. Snap to Herbert, run downhill with Verdell. He breaks out of the grasp of a couple of Huskies to get up to the 20-yard line. A good-looking run of 7 yards, stopped by Tevis Bartlett on the play, but man, he just burst through that first line like it was one of those papers that high schoolers run through onto the field. Brings up 2nd down and 3. Pistol formation. Oregon with split wideouts. Verdell in the backfield again. He'll get it again. Runs off the right side of the line, and this time he's plugged up at the 19-yard line. Gain of only 1 on the play. Greg Gaines, the senior out of California, was there to stop him.
Yeah, good push, Greg Gaines. So hard to move. Such a wide body. He's done it year after year. About 6'1", 320 pounds. just the anchor of that Husky defensive line.
Big play early in this ballgame with 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Washington up 10-3. It's third down and one at the Husky 18-yard line. Snap to Herbert. They'll run it, and boy, that play got blown up right away. A loss of two on the play as Taylor Rapp came right up the middle and buried Verdell for a loss.
Can you time that up any better? Taylor Rapp off the edge, one of the best blitzing secondary players in the country. We got to duck down.
I'm trying to see who that is. It's one of the offensive linemen. Might be Dallas Warmack, the Alabama transfer.
Boy, that was just a vicious hit. You could hear it all the way up here in the booth. Just you knew the inside zone was coming. They live and die by it.
No Taylor Rapp just Taylor comes Rapp. Flying oh. in to make the stop. And we've seen that time and time again. That's why he leads the team in sacks on the season with four. And he's just got such a nose for the ball, the way he gets after fumble recoveries. He's got three of those already this season as well. Taylor Rapp, the preseason All-American, just a junior after being a first-team All-Conference a year ago for the Huskies. And
well, I hope he wants to be a senior.
I was just going to say, he'll have more than enough welcome to come back if he so chooses next year.
No question.
Love to see him in purple and gold one more year, but has a bright future ahead of him. As Dallas Warmack, a 6'2", 328-pound right guard, is being tended to for the Oregon Ducks. Meanwhile, it gives Oregon time to plan what they want to do on fourth and one here. A big play coming up as Warmack walks off the field under his own power. He pumps his left fist to let everybody know that he's okay.
I think it's one of those stingers might have had there.
Yeah.
Lose a little feeling there and get it back.
And Oregon's going to go for it. Fourth down and one at the 18-yard line. Ducks are 6-for-10 on fourth down this season. Herbert out of the shotgun. It's a pistol look. They'll bring Mitchell in motion. Now they'll run right up the middle with Verdell, and he got the first down. He dove right over the 17 to the 16-yard line. A gain of two on fourth and one. Oregon moves the chains.
Yeah, nothing tricky there. Just another downhill inside run with Verdell, their big back. Get just enough to move the chains.
Ben Burkervin on the tackle. Man, has he been good this year for the Huskies? 74 tackles coming into the game is good for third in the nation. Herbert, a pistol look. They'll run off right tackle this time, and Verdell just got tripped up at the 25-yard line by Taylor Rapp again. Man, he's been fantastic today. Taylor Rapp getting there, and yeah. Verdell, if he got past Rapp, could have had six.
Oh, he had a lane, but that's just a shoestring tackle, an unbelievable tackle. Again, that speed. Taylor Rapp coming from that safety position. What a tackle.
Brings up second and six at the 12-yard line of Washington. Oregon has a nice drive going right now. Washington with a 10-3 lead over the Ducks. Trip set off to the left. Pistol formation. Snap to Herbert. And he's going to zip it toward the end zone. Incomplete. Pass intended for Mitchell again.
Not even close.
Toward the left pylon, but Jordan Miller rather was all over him.
And you see the arm strength, but I'm certainly not seeing the accuracy early here at just 1-for-5 for Herbert is playing against a defense that by far and away the best he's seen all season.
Third down and six. Oregon on third down today, 2-for-4. Let's see what they do on medium yardage to convert here. Kind of a bunch formation. Pistol look. Now they'll send Verdell wide to the left. Tevis Bartlett chasing him out there. Empty backfield for Herbert. Claps his hands, takes a shotgun snap, drops back to the 22, throws over the middle. It's caught by Mitchell. Oh, he did a nice cut back to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Oregon. 12 yards out. Mitchell made a couple of Huskies miss, and Oregon is a PAT away from tying up this ballgame.
Well, they got the man coverage, and once again, about the only plays that have beat this defense here today are these shallow crossing routes where they get the balls to their athletes in space, and good job by Mitchell. Made Byron Murphy miss, was able to score.
Fourth leading receiver in the Pac-12 gets his third touchdown reception of the season. That's just the fourth touchdown pass the Dogs defense has given up all season long. And now on for the PAT. Good snap, good hold. Adam Stack splits the uprights. We are tied at 10 with 1:52 to go in a high-scoring first quarter at Autzen Stadium. Number 7 Washington and number 17 Oregon. And if this game, if this first quarter is any indication of what we're going to see the rest of the game, we've got a good one on our hands here in Eugene today.
Yes, indeed.
That shallow cross, Mitchell had a, just enough space to kind of juke and jive. Looked like Byron Murphy, JoJo McIntosh, each had a chance at him, but the junior from Memphis, Tennessee, who's coming off of fantastic back-to-back games, 344 yards receiving in the two Pac-12 games Oregon has played so far this year, and he was one reception shy of a school record against Stanford when he had 14 catches for 239 yards in that game. He is by far their favorite target. It's a 10-play, 41-yard drive. After the 56-yard kickoff return by Tony Brooks-James set him up in good field position. And Sean McGrew is back to return the kickoff for the Huskies in a 10-10 contest here at Autzen Stadium. Zach Emerson will kick the football off. Ball teed up on the 35-yard line, left-hand side. Run into it, high end over end kick. Right at the goal line, Sean McGrew takes it in. Up across the 10, 15, hits the hole hard 20, and gets to the 24-yard line. That's where Washington will start its next drive. Sean McGrew on special teams, man, he has some speed. He won the state championship his senior year of high school in California in the 100-meter, 10.56 seconds. Just couldn't quite get that full head of steam going on that play. And Washington will start. They'll mark it at the 25. Same as a touchback. That's where Washington will start. Ty Jones wide left, Aaron Fuller wide right. Jake Browning out of the shotgun. Right hash mark. 25-yard line. 10-10 ball game. Huskies have the football. Miles Gaskin on the left hip of Jake Browning. Calls for the football and takes a snap. Drops back to throw. Toward the right sideline. An out route to Aaron Fuller that sails incomplete. Diamador Lenore there in coverage. Brings up second down.
Yeah, that ball just got away from Jake Browning there. Just a little out route. Had him open. Actually, pretty good miss. Good little jump there that time by Oregon secondary. Number 15, Lenore, probably a good miss.
Huskies have two wide to the left-hand side, Jones and Fuller. Both tight ends off to the right. Scratch that, tight end Kate Otten is lined up as a fullback right now in the I formation ahead of Miles Gaskin. He goes in motion, handoff goes Gaskin, hole in the middle, Gaskin across the 30, up to the 32, 33-yard line, rips off a gain of 7 or 8. Troy Dye, the All-American linebacker in the middle, made the tackle, but very third and manageable now after facing 2nd and 10.
Just a classic Miles Gaskin run, carrying defenders for 6 yards.
Gaskin already 8 carries for 40-plus yards here in the ballgame. We're in the first quarter, 10-10 score. A minute plus on the clock. Drew Sample goes in motion right to left. Browning out of the shotgun, 3 wide in the ballgame on 3rd and 3. Snap to Jake. Jake in the pocket at the 25. Thinks he can run for it. And he, man, a tough first down run by Jake Browning as he dove head first to get the first down up to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and we saw that all last week. He had 5 third down runs, a couple of them quarterback sneaks, a couple touchdowns. Jake Browning right there. They had little sit routes right at the sticks, totally covered. Jake saw it right away, found the green grass, finds another Husky first down.
Right hash mark, 35-yard line's where they mark it. First and 10 for the Dogs. Both tight ends, Sample and Otten in motion from left to right. Gaskin alone back in the backfield, too wide to the left-hand side. Jake Browning's under center this time on first and 10, right hash mark, 35-yard line. Snap to Browning, play action fake. Browning looking, has time, steps up in the pocket. Time ran out. Carlberg with a sack, his third of the season.
Yeah, and that's a big hit on Jake you don't like to see right there. All 6'5", 280 pounds, just coming down right on top of Jake Browning as he tried to buy a little bit of time, but that play-action pass that was so good a week ago, just not good on first down for the Huskies here today as Oregon's defense was all over it on the back end in coverage.
And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Second quarter is coming up. after this timeout.
Under further review.